I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, as we head into July, it's time to talk about a fish we haven't given much attention to yet this season. It's bluefish. Let me ask you, what are you hearing about them?
Well, I'm hearing recently that we've had a pretty good influx of bluefish. That's kind of typical for this time of year. The first bluefish will show up in mid-May. Those are kind of racer bluefish. They're really long and skinny, 5 to 8 pound fish. And then this time of year, when the water starts to get a little warmer in Nantucket and Vineyard Sounds, the stripers become a little bit tougher to find. And these bluefish move in. These are mostly 1 to 3 pound fish. They're pretty common right now. I'm hearing about them in most of the current rips and shoals, places like Middle Ground, Halfway Shoal, off of Wacoit Bay. So it's a good time of year to get out and catch these small blues.
And these fish are great fun to catch. They yank at that line like they want to pull you into the water.
They're really perfect for this time of year when you have a lot of tourists coming to Cape Cod, maybe family members visiting, beginner fishermen, and bluefish are very cooperative. They're willing to hit lures. Rarely are they picky, and like you said, they're a lot of fun to fight, and really good for all types of fishermen.
Now, some people are a little less enthusiastic when you mention bluefish, and it usually has to do not so much with the fishing as with eating.
Yeah, we always have this argument. Some fishermen say bluefish are inedible. They always make the joke that the best bluefish recipe is to cook them on a wood plank and then eat the wood plank. And then you have other fishermen who say bluefish are their favorite and they prefer it over striped bass. And my theory is that if you like to eat fish, you'll probably like bluefish. The only reason some people don't like them is they've probably tried it and it wasn't really cared for right or prepared properly.
So what advice do you have for us?
Well, bluefish is it's an oily fish, so it has a little more fishy flavor. And because of that, you really need to get them on ice as soon as you catch them. Another thing you can do is bleed a bluefish as soon as you catch it, and that simply means when you catch it, cut its gills so that the blood drains out. That'll take some flavor out of the meat. And then I think most importantly, when you fillet a bluefish, you'll see a line of dark meat to it. It's a reddish-brown meat. It's right down the center of the fillet near the skin. That has a really strong flavor. It kind of smells almost like cat food smells. I don't know many people who like the taste of that, so if you cut that out, what you're left with is a much cleaner fillet, and it has a little more flavor, more moisture than, say, striped bass, and I think it's fantastic. I think most people would like it.
I know you have a recipe at On the Water magazine from the late fish-eating expert Pop Smash.
His favorite recipe for bluefish was what he called the world's best bluefish recipe. It is my favorite as well. And basically what it involves is lining a casserole dish with potato slices, shingled potato slices. You bake those, and then you bake the bluefish on top of it. You end up with crispy potatoes. It soaks into the bluefish, soaks up the bluefish juices, and everybody I've served it to, whether they think they like bluefish or not, they've loved that dish.
It's kind of the taste of summer, I think. Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What should we be looking for this weekend?
Well, I mentioned that waters are getting a little bit warmer in the Sound, so striped bass have been a little tougher to find. There have been more bluefish around. That's not so much the case when you go up to the Cape Cod Canal, Cape Cod Bay, and even off of Chatham in that area. That's where you'll find great striped bass fishing still happening. And then besides stripers and blues, bottom fishing is picking up for fluke, so guys are starting to get out now and look for fluke, both in the Sound, and then also some boats are heading off to Nantucket Shoals, and that's where we're hearing about very big fluke being caught.
We'll put a link to that Dave Pop's Mash World's Best Bluefish recipe on the website. You can look for it there. For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.